Lives of F, Poem 4, Part 1. Frederick, or Frederick Danvers Hill, as he likes to be called, after great-great-grandfather, the circus star turned soot revolution mogul, trots up Marble Arch to an open-plan office where media boys loll like Dickensian fairies. Chucking off his spotless climbing jacket, grunting hello with enough music to raise silent interest, Freddy strokes keys and begins tilling the earth of the internet. Bored at 12:15, he starts messaging number two. She is the romantic in need of metaphor, suggestion, inference. She fills him with credibility in images from retro flake adverts. Unlike number one, who knows him, knows how to take him. In his presence, her pride is absent. She drinks Fred like insipid cider, then finds impressive ways to forget. A triathlon, a column in The Independent. Such is first world success. No, shit. Number one's MSN image is an invitation to play. He isn't up to it. It's the credit crunch cheese sandwiches weighing heavy on the brain. So he sends number two a picture instead of otters mating. It's eloquent. Effie sits self-consciously, trying to remember what brought her there. A passion that burns like fat. The desire to act had amassed a sizzling pyre in her gut for 7 years. Money, education, time had been its slave. She knows the fact that she envisions a pyre means that she will experience a kind of death with it. Today was the beginning of that end. Audition number 5 of 5, The Ashes. Of a year financially patched together, as her mother might, a coat to keep wolves out. In winter, there were children with special needs, until the funding drained. In spring, the TV people wanting spare hands to run tapes. Now August was a bookshop of sturdy faces who'd given up. A library of contented failures. These sturdy men would let her rip open morning boxes, scoring through true crime, erotica and romance, the whole gamut of human feeling labelled by dollars. She remembers Susan named her after a minor character in a Regency romp, because she didn't want real bloody life near her hospital bed, because she wanted better for a baby born post the 60s watershed. Fate is a maid with airs and graces, Frederica thinks. God, how tragic.